All right, it's the rundown. It is Monday, promoted by FanDuel, FanDuel.com/beatDave. All right, so they got a good contest going this week. FanDuel.com/beatDave. So FanDuel, I've been talking about this incessantly. They gave me a free seat in their World Fantasy Football Championships. It takes place the Meadowlands. The winner, 75 people get in. The winner gets $500,000.
Whew.
Big prize.
Just what you need.
Yeah, more money. Now,
you actually do need the money if you're gambling.
Yeah.
My spectacular weekend or a
spectacular season
got wiped away quite quickly.
This season is going spectacularly.
Now it's
week
not.
Two.
Now it's like I'm starting over.
That's okay. Reset. Hit that Monday reset.
Enter this hashtag BeatDave contest this week. If you finish first, you get 5% of whatever I take home. So you get a piece of me. I've never given away a piece of me. You get 5% of whatever I take home at the WFFC. If I win, I keep 100% of my winnings, clearly. New users will also get a $20 bonus on their first deposit on FanDuel.com/BeatDave. This is a free thing to enter. There's only going to be stoolies, so you can win. You get a percentage of me. It's free to enter. Enter FanDuel.com/BeatDave. Okay. I knew that was coming. Tiger Boys, those are nice polos.
Buy them. Tiger. The store now.
The Tiger back. What a day. What kind of sneakers are those, Riggs?
Also,
these are G4, which is Peter Millar. That's our sponsor.
Before we get started, credit to the Tiger Boys, myself included. Riggs has realized that he can let me into the Tiger crew if I just push merch. It's like blood diamonds, but it's a fair deal.
It's a deal I made
with
him.
It's a fair deal.
We came over earlier on camera and was trying to fist pound. He was wearing this hoodie.
Smashing the retweet.
I said, you put the shirt on, I'll fist pound you.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
Okay, I like that deal.
My entrance into the Tiger group has been bought.
It's good for everybody.
Listen, it was a spectacular visual with that happy Gilmore crowd of people. Never seen anything like it in golf.
He broke through NFL Sunday. He became a story on NFL Sunday.
Which is very hard to do.
Very hard to do.
But let's not pretend a made-up tournament.
What you say next, think long and hard about it.
I am. I'm very comfortable with what I'm going to say. A 30-person tournament, playoffs is not golf. I didn't even know they really had playoffs. I had a long discussion with Frankie Borelli, like, who was the big winner on Sunday? I think most would say Justin Rose. He won the championship. Now, granted, Tiger, people care about him more. But if you said, Tiger, you can win one of these two things, he'd take the FedEx Cup, I believe. I believe it had a far bigger purse. I'm just saying the same thing I've said always. Until Tiger wins a major, he is not back. He's certainly competitive. It's certainly great for golf. But he is not back till he wins another major. And nobody, and I mean nobody, will be happier to admit, hey, I was wrong. Tiger won a major.
Look, the door, it's closing in.
Do you want me to go or you want to go?
I'm going to go. Okay. It's closing in upon you very, very quickly. Every time we have one of these discussions, it's closer and closer. I'll give you this. I didn't disagree with a lot of your blog. A lot of your blog was correct. You have always admitted that the Tiger effect, you can't deny it. It is unbelievable. The fact that this morning you woke up, you go to ESPN.com, which nobody should do, but Tiger's fucking everywhere. All over the homepage.
I did my X's and O's. I checked. I hope there's NFL up there. I had a screenshot ready to go.
Yep.
But he was everywhere.
He's everywhere. The Tiger effect is very real. Now, where we lose you is that it is such a soft take to say, well, once he wins a major, I'll say he's back. Yeah, no fucking shit when he wins a major. He's definitely back. There's no discussion.
So we do agree.
However, the entire point, and we talked about this when the Caps fans were celebrating Washington wins before they won the entire cup, that the journey is the most fun part of the entire thing. So the process, when Tiger gets better and better, when Tiger at first could prove that he could rip the ball, he had over 120 mile an hour club head speed, that was like, oh, fuck, he might actually be back. And then when he contended in the tournament, when he contended in Tampa, it was like, holy shit, he beat everybody but one guy this week. He's very, very close. When he almost won two major championships, we said he has the game even against the best players on planet Earth. That means now we get all the excitement, we get all the hype, everybody's fucking watching, the ratings are up, he's right there in majors, that means he is back. And then when he wins a golf tournament, He is officially back. And that tournament wasn't just 30 people. He beat hundreds of people because in order to get to that point, you have to have a top 30 season on the PGA Tour. They eliminate people just like they eliminate the Patriots when they win the Super Bowl. Don't just beat one team. You beat everybody to get to that point, and then you win the big game. To get to the finale of the Tour Championship, you have to beat everybody, and he beat the best players in the world. He went up against the number one ranked player in the world on Saturday and dusted him. He went up against Rory McIlroy, who's the winningest major champion of this generation on Sunday, and dusted him. He is back.
Wow.
No,
here's the thing. See that? Goosebumps. If that, what Riggs just did, goosebumps.
Riggs, it's a great thing. Golf is not played in a playoff system, and if this is a real tournament that the PGA put any emphasis on, it would not be on an NFL Sunday. That's just a fact.
Look, the FedEx Cup is this fabricated thing they did a little bit over a decade ago to try to get the best players to play against each other and care about it. It has worked to a degree in that they all do play. So beating the best players in the world when they do care about it and want to win is huge. I agree with you. The FedEx Cup is nowhere near the Masters. I completely agree with you. The Tour Championship, which is the finale, is not the Masters. However, all of the evidence, all of the excitement is building up towards that moment that the door closes on you forever.
I will be,
and it's going to be fucking awesome.
I will
we all know this.
Riggs, I will walk in. I will give you a handshake, say congratulations, he's back. Until that moment, now the hysteria is back and the excitement, and I love
which
doing
is 99% of it, and which is awesome.
No, but
and
when
that's
you judge,
what's so fun
when
about
you
it.
Judge,
it's the
no,
journey.
No. Right,
it's
okay,
watching
that's fine.
Him. It's the We're, process.
We go around circles. I'm judging this on when the book is closed on Tiger Woods. Will we look back and say, in 2018, Tiger Woods returned to essentially the height of his powers? If he wins a major, I would say yes. If he never does again, the old Tiger never returned.
But
that's
here's
all
what
saying.
Makes him. Here's what makes him back.
Brilliant point
that,
by me.
Here's what makes him back is that Tiger Woods is known and became. He transcended golf and somehow became one of the most, if not the most, popular athlete on the planet as a golfer because he did things that
fine.
Nobody fucking thought
fine.
Were possible. Fine. Coming back as a 42-year-old who's had three backs using. Three
what
back
age
surgeries
is Jack when he
plus
won the
a
Masters.
Fusion. He was 46.
Okay, so then that's we need that moment.
But my point is that when you when you come back from everything that he's been through, all the public humiliation, the fact that people were literally like fucking crying yesterday watching this guy win a tournament is proof that he's doing something once again that nobody thought was possible. And when he does that, that means he's back because that's what Tiger Woods does.
Well, no, again, we're going back and forth. We'll never agree. You talk, his hysteria is back, is on the course. If he wins a major, yes. I'm going to bring up a ricochet shot, but I saw Kevin wrote a rebuttal to that article that killed us, and he was very mean to me kind of in it, but nice to me at the same time. Very ricochet shot. I will say it went through my head, but I had a decorum and a sense of decency. If I was like Kevin, I'd be like, Tiger's the best thing ever. It's like people crying, they love him. I mean, he's done nothing that Kevin really hasn't done.
People do love
shot.
Tiger.
That is a ricochet
but
shot.
Wouldn't you be, like, yeah. As we're getting ripped, the whole country is at their knees
people
weeping
a,
for this man.
People love a comeback story.
Yeah.
And everything
that
Riggs said, I agree with.
Okay.
Smart.
Do you agree with what I'm saying? Right. But Riggs, you don't even disagree
I'm
with
not,
me.
I'm a little
I said that a lot of your thing. Blog I thought was accurate. But I do think it's incredibly soft that you're just taking this, indisputable, finite moment at the end and being like, that's the one way I'll say it's back. Well,
I asked Frankie this. Let's, again, fast forward into the future. If he never wins a major, would you say he was back?
If he never wins a major again, I would say that he got back. He got back to it. Yes, I would say he got back.
Okay, so that's a hard disagree on me.
Well, he's going to win another major.
Well, then.
Having said that, I do think he's
going to
win another major.
And I will be there when he does. So.
You're going to look like an idiot.
I'll
eat a crow.
Okay.
I think that's a really good question. I think, if you ask Tiger that in his own head, I don't know exactly what he would say.
All right.
But
so
I
view it differently. A guy who won majors, walking down the street, you brush your teeth, Tiger wins a major. That's how good he was. When we say he's back, you have to have another major for me to be like, yeah, he's back. A version of him came back.
I kind of agree with Dave.
I don't hate that. That's the point, is that,
being
part of the phase, part of the era in which he's going to win that major, I think we've entered that, and therefore he's back.
In a weird way, this is a very interesting, different analogy, but when Mike Tyson came back from jail, he still created the heist, the hysteria and the pay-per-views, but
it wasn't
Tyson.
This has kind of been my point when I went on Foreplay. He does have to win a major to be fully back.
Look, I think
if he never
at this
wins
point,
another major,
right.
It's going to be tough to look back.
I think if we look back in 10 years at this point and Tiger didn't win a major, it would be a big disappointment from where he is
yes.
right now.
Okay.
Because so. I think he's good enough to win a major now. Like, he's proven that he's good enough. So and that he's and he can win tournaments, so he's back.
He's back.
Because this is part of that process. He's
okay.
back.
So when he does, I will be like, yep.
He's back.
He's back.
He is back. That's just, this is part
what,
of it.
What, you know what he did yesterday? He beat Hurricane Peter McNeely. So let's go see him, you know, beat Evander Holyfield and not have to bite his ear off.
It's going to be great when he does.
What if
you know it's coming.
He puts America on his back and wins the Ryder Cup.
Well, I know you guys are going to. This is my number one.
I'm just asking.
I am ready for this. This is my favorite thing. If America wins the Ryder Cup, all the Tiger people are going to say he has two tour victories in a row. I know they're going to
do
that.
Yeah, Casey told me that's your big take you came
Casey.
Up with on the show. Yeah, she came over and
yeah.
told me. She's like, Dave had this big moment where he created this new narrative.
It's on the Instagram story, Dave.
Do not give away my takes.
It's on the Instagram story.
You realize we got Tiger people are everywhere. People
that's
are not.
Disappointing.
One, it's on the Instagram story. So you added yourself before I even added it. And two, we were talking about college football and Tiger.
Don't do that, Casey.
What did I do?
He's not happy. You're cool, right?
You can't give away his takes.
Yeah, I am there. I was like, I can't wait to hit them with this. And then if you undercut me like that,
it's
that's
on
dirty.
The Instagram story to 5 million people.
Riggs said he saw it from you.
Well, I did tell Riggs.
We had a conversation.
Yeah.
I got get
that's,
my information. I'm ready to go.
That's dirty.
Tiger, it's a great day for Tiger fans.
Yeah, I got to watch what I say.
Gotta watch
around
your takes.
Here. Yeah.
Watch. Protect your takes.
Burst e-liquid, vapeburst.com/rundown, 25% off and free shipping. Burst e-liquid is an award-winning premium e-liquid line with 14 flavors. Make sure you kiss those cigarettes goodbye. Whether you're into rich tobacco flavors, nostalgic fruit flavors, or a chilling menthol, Burst e-liquid is for you. We love the selection. Burst e-liquid, vapeburst.com/rundown. Credit to Tiger. I put him top of the thing. So
I know, and I got robbed because Kevin's not on the rundown, and I looked it up. The only time in – there's never been a rundown in the history of this show where the Bears had the best record. There was one week where the Jets – in 2014, the Bears and the Patriots opened the season with a loss, and the Jets opened the season with a win. There's never been a time where the Bears had the best record of the three teams. I've been robbed.
Very
I've been
nice.
Robbed.
Way to go, big guy.
I've been robbed of
Patriots
my moment.
Patriots looked like
you did
asshole.
Kind of
yeah,
screwed.
I got
Tiger
robbed. I got robbed.
Kevin
that's all right. I'll as a Tiger guy, I know what the important story is yesterday.
Patriots look like garbage, no doubt. Looked slow motion, old, slow. They have gone 1-2 before in this era. They ended up 12-4 that year. More importantly, they've gone 2-2 a lot.
But,
this week's a big week.
But I was telling Feidelberg this, like the most consistent bet in basically the history of the NFL has always been take the Patriots off of a loss.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to lose by double digits 2 weeks in a row, that was shocking. And you, I mean, Dave, you have eyeballs like.
They look like crap.
They looked terrible. Slow. They looked like they were in slow motion.
Yes,
so
they
where
did.
Are
I actually
you,
literally tweeted that.
Yeah. Where are you in the panic?
Not at all.
None.
Nope.
So you guys—they've
looked so bad early in the season, a lot of years. Now this is a big game. You're going to Miami. You don't want to be like three games off the pace, basically. So I will. I said, and this is the truth. I will think about getting nervous if they don't win this.
Okay.
Game.
Other question: if hypothetically, because we just did the Tiger hypothetical, if hypothetically the Patriots have a very bad year, like they go 9-7, right?
That's even funny. That yeah. But.
Yeah, but yeah.
I mean, a very bad year
what
for them.
What an asshole react.
No, I mean, it's
true. I mean, 9-7, a lot of teams are doing the Lombada down Bourbon Street.
Okay. Do you think Tom Brady retires? Because he has a little bit of the this fucking sucks face.
Yeah, he's had it before. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't think he'd go out
I'm just trying
like
to assess
that.
Where you're at right now.
Yeah, no. Now, Julian Edelman makes a huge difference, so he's coming back. I think Josh Gordon is on the roster. I just think it's vintage early Patriots. It's now they looked as bad as they've ever looked, but they have looked pretty bad before. Now 2 weeks in a row. Again, I think the Jags are good, and they were just laid an egg because they were coming off that Patriots. But they Patriots wouldn't have beaten anybody in the league yesterday. Nobody,
mm-hmm.
Zero teams. That's
that
how
also
bad they
was
look.
A classic moment where everyone in the world had the Patriots teased, and
including
when that happens.
Well, our friend Stu was his best play of the
I
week
think
was the
8-0
Lions.
On Sunday.
Yeah, on his paid picks.
Paid picks, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course on his fucking paid
I
picks.
Mean, yeah, unreal.
Yep.
Unreal that it was 8-0.
Other shocker, the Buffalo Bills going into Minnesota and winning by 100. Josh Allen looking like Superman. That was crazy. The other, Clay Matthews, again, getting flagged for a sack. Everyone now, the NFL's going to change this.
What he did was he called them soft. And once you call the NFL soft, they have to change it.
And that video went viral, very funny, that Green Bay couple who did the sack. So those are kind of the big.
What do you think about Steve Wilks putting in Josh Rosen with 2 minutes left?
Unbelievable move.
Fucking
unbelievable.
I've never seen anything like it. I still don't understand what was going on. Like, you set your rookie quarterback up to succeed, and he did the exact opposite, putting him in with 3 minutes left, needing a score, and Khalil Mack on the other side.
Unbelievable. The only thing I can think is, and I know he didn't think
that. He moved the ball better than Sam Bradford.
Yeah, the only thing I can think is, I know this isn't what he was thinking, but if you want to rationalize it, it's worst case, he doesn't do anything, but nobody criticizes him because I put him in an impossible situation.
Yeah, yeah.
But the upside is everyone's like, oh my God.
You have your Baker Mayfield moment.
Yeah, but it was a surreal. I thought I misheard it. That was a crazy move.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy move.
And the Rams are an absolute wagon.
Rams are very good.
That sucks.
Yeah, that does suck.
I hate the Rams.
That sucks.
I hate Stan Kroenke so much. That piece of shit.
That is. Anything else that we have from NFL?
I mean, it's hard to win in the league.
It is hard to win the league. It's very hard to win the league.
Except the Dolphins.
Go Saints.
That was a terrible, terrible weekend.
And fuck the Falcons.
Yeah, fuck the Falcons.
Fuck us. I agree.
College football. Bunch of stories. Kentucky, they're back. Cash Daniel, that guy's awesome. I saw him. Have you guys talked to him before?
Yeah. He's a pretty big part of my take listener, so we've been kind of fucking with him on the show.
He's an electric factory.
I kind of feel sorry for any of them. I hope they're all crying. I hope they're all sobbing. I hope they're all their girlfriends broke up with them. I hope they're everything. So.
So I should put that down as no.
No, I don't care about them at all.
Huge game for them. Huge couple games. I predict Kentucky now. I think they'll beat South Carolina and lose at A&M.
I don't know, man. I feel like this is a letdown spot if there ever was going to be one. Beating a ranked team at home.
Yeah, but
after beating Florida.
Yeah, I don't think they let down at home, though, versus South Carolina. It's the biggest game probably in Kentucky football in, 20 years?
I feel like the last two have been the biggest game.
I don't think they
playing big games.
I think they let down on the road.
Okay.
I think they win this one. Army, Oklahoma, obviously a huge game. Army got a standing O from the Oklahoma crowd running out. We can talk about that. Michigan, they're back. They won by 100. The BU mascot, his head came off in a video, which was hilarious. And then the entire BU staff acted like he was on fire, running to put him out. And then, Dan, I'm interested on this one and Riggs to a degree. But Oregon, obviously, with one of the...
I noticed you didn't mention Wisconsin.
Gritty win by Wisconsin.
Your double lock of the year.
That killed.
You spent all week saying Wisconsin was a terrible team. Terrible team. And they went into Iowa City, someplace Michigan can't. The reason why Trent is here today is because Michigan can't go to Iowa City and win a game at night. So,
good win
by
a terrible loss by Iowa. Say what?
Say that you were wrong.
I was wrong about that Iowa game. I mean, that's the proof.
Yes.
Although,
thank you.
In my notebook, it says Iowa never wins, always loses close home games. That's what I think of Iowa. Oregon, that collapse. Question. Everyone's going nuts. Why didn't the coach kneel the ball? I brought this up. I don't think I've ever, at either level, NFL or college, seen a team go into the victory formation when they literally don't hand the football to the ref. So everyone's kneeling. I've never seen that before.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, if they went to the victory and kneeled it, they still would have had to punt.
Yes, but they could have also run around a little bit and kneeled it. But yeah, they still would have had to punt. There would have been 10 seconds left.
So have you ever seen anybody do that and have to punt?
Punt? I feel like there was a way for them to run the ball. You don't have to straight kneel. You know what I mean?
I still think they would have had to punt.
I don't know. They might have. They might have.
Like, that's something.
But my question is, okay, so if there's 10 seconds left, why wouldn't you, now this is a crazy thing to do, I guess, but why wouldn't you just put your fastest guy in, snap it to him, and just have him run the other way?
Right, okay.
And just get a safety.
But those are wild. People are being, every time I've heard it, people are it's math, it's simple, you kneel. And I'm it actually isn't. Nobody does that.
You're right. I get what you're saying.
Why does nobody do that? Because if you're going to, like, why risk it?
Because to be honest, if you have to punt, you could have a Michigan State. You could have, like...
Yeah, there's a lot of shit.
You're
going
to have to punt anyway.
But my point is, why wouldn't you...
They're going to have to punt anyway.
But
unless they had to run, like, they had to run a good amount of time.
Right. I agree with you. But all I'm... Because theoretically, let's say this. Let's say they punt and you have a Michigan State. Everyone's going to say, why don't you just go get the first down?
That's why on fourth down, instead of punting, you just run backwards, get a safety. They're probably going to take 10 seconds to do that. And worst case scenario, you have to punt anyway, but there's no pass rush on the punt.
That's one way to look at it. All I'm saying,
which would be an awesome play, by the way, to watch someone run 50 yards in the opposite direction for a safety.
And just dodging people.
Yeah, and have everyone block.
Well, dodging people if you're going the other way. But it's all I'm saying is I think the coach is getting slightly bad rap on people being like it's the dumbest decision because nobody does that. I tried to rack my brain. I've never seen it.
Either way, which do you think was the worst loss? That, having Oregon in that game, or having the under in the Iowa-Wisconsin game?
Oregon.
I don't know. The Iowa-Wisconsin game... It was almost like no team could score, and then they score when they're not trying to score on a fake fullback dive, fullback sweep. Like, that was almost
impossible.
That's
bad, but I mean,
the Oregon game was
over seven different times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're really both just brutal, brutal beats.
Tiger, huge Stanford guy, so it's kind of his weekend.
Oh, it was his weekend, yeah.
That's when I actually, started hating Tiger, is when that clip came out of Stanford winning like in double overtime in basketball, and he was front row and he ran on. And if I had to, like, he ran like this, and then as people got into the crowd,
he was a prodigy at a young age. He's socially awkward. It's like Tommy.
Deal with it. It's not
his
fault.
He doesn't know how to talk to people.
Perfect segue.
Ricochet.
Any other weekend, maybe? Kawhi Leonard and that laugh.
Oh.
Is like the headline news. Saying he's a fun guy.
I'm a fun guy.
He laughs like that. That was a robotic laugh.
I mean, he's never laughed before in his life.
He didn't know he laughed. Somebody pressed laugh button on him in the back. And,
And what would you like people to know about you?
I'm a fun guy. Obviously, I love the game of basketball. I mean, it's just more questions you have to ask me in order for me to tell you about myself. I just can't give you a whole spiel. I don't even know where you're sitting at.
He's right there.
Yeah, the glasses, there you go. All right.
I also like when the fact that the person asked for, like, what type of person you are, and he couldn't answer it besides, I'm a fun guy, and you'll have to ask more follow-up questions.
That laugh, man. That's a clip that should live on forever around here, on podcasts, everything. Like,
it made me, gave like a chill down my spine.
His laugh was a Millmore Short laugh. They plugged into
You know how people have like boom, boom, boom jokes instead of us doing like boom, boom, it should be the Kawhi laugh on like something that doesn't play.
That one will haunt him. Although he probably won't even know that he did that because he's a robot.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Somebody else. Like
the programmer's like shit.
His guy, whoever is in like Kawhi's team, social media is like laugh button and then just popped out. This was Thursday Night Football, but I don't think we don't do the rundown. You gotta see the Browns, everything's going right for the Browns, including this fight where the guy just goes for the nuts. Laugh out loud.
Yeah, he goosed him.
And it stopped everyone. Everyone was like, wait, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, the fight's over.
No, you can. You can do that. If there are possums getting taken out of the top of the stadium, you can just dive in and throw your hands in a guy's butt crack.
We got a Victory Possum shirt. It's very good. It's funny.
Nice.
So Victory Possum, put that in there. I'll make sure it's on sale now. Last one, which we don't have to spend a lot of time on, but this guy's entire – how long do you think – I already wrote the preemptive hit piece article. Kevin wrote a very good article today, which I think was accurate in all of it. It's like, if you take anything we do out of context, which almost 95% of it is, it's the analogy if you go to see a comedian and then you take what they say and you don't mention that it was like in a comedy show for their fans, you're going to make people look bad. But how long do you think he was working? I mean,
long
this
time.
Is...
Long time. Long time. And look, I mean, the harassment stuff online, I've said many times I don't like that shit, and I wish we didn't, like, I wish no one, I don't need anyone to defend me, so when Sam Ponder lies, I'll defend myself, leave her alone, same with Laura Wagner, Dave and I differ on that, like, I think it's a scummy move to attack women on Twitter. I really do. I think that is, like, couldn't say it more clear. I've said it a million times.
But do you think it's okay to, like, so when you say, like, if someone sends a mean tweet to...
I think the pile-on effect is real, and I think that we sometimes don't realize what, like, how many people can pile on at once and how much that can, like, fuck with
someone.
But
I don't think that's women versus men.
I think it's a lot of times it's a lot more severe when it's against women.
Because see, I would say like, I almost think Deadspin is ironically the perfect example because I was just as much in a fight with Samir Khalif or whatever his name was.
Yeah, but I think that what happens is they're just always, it just feels different. And I know maybe that's, I mean, like, I shouldn't treat men and women differently. It feels different when thousands of dudes are going after a woman online. I don't think that it's necessary because, to be honest, like we always say, our job is to make people laugh. I've never been a get in online fights guy, and I don't need someone to defend me. That's the thing. It's like,
right.
I'll defend myself. Like there, when you go after someone, not only do you look like a scumbag, but you also give them fodder for stuff like that. Now, as far as the other parts of the hit piece, like it was outrageous that he pretended to do research, sourced all these things, when all his sources were people who have bias against us, they take, like you said, stuff out of context, they make us look like the worst people in the world, and what really pisses me off is that now this becomes the Bible, that like everyone who doesn't know about Barstool can just tweet and be like, look at how big of a scumbag these guys are. And we can't defend ourselves on this one, because if we defend ourselves, we just get back into this cycle of no one wins. So that's what frustrates me. Is like, we don't get a word on here. And his fucking bullshit about how he reached out to comment, that's bullshit. He made up his mind a long time ago, and he's a coward. And it's like, he also, the best part about this guy is like, he never has had an original thought in his life. He did this with Clay Travis as well, where you remember that like whole Clay Travis takedown piece? He then wrote a takedown piece like a week later, just basically piggybacking it. This takedown piece has been written a million times. You just did it as a piggyback, so that everyone can slap you on the ass and say, good job, dude, you're the best. So that's bullshit.
Yeah, and where we differ is, like, I would not attack anybody online. I don't condone attacking it, but I also don't, like, if you relentlessly attack me and I respond, I don't feel like that's, well, yeah, I don't feel bad.
No, I know what you're saying, but I do think that there
is... like either me don't respond at all, or you're going to get it. One or the other.
I do think there is some, like, there is a little bit of... when you get to a certain level of followers, you have to understand that your tweets will incite a pile-on effect. So that's why, for the most part, like, I don't engage in this stuff, because I know if I'm going to tweet something, it's going to be a pile-on, and then they're going to say, well, you just sicked everyone after me, and then it's like this cycle that keeps on going forever, when at the end of the day, a lot of these people, no matter what we do, will never change their opinion on them, so I don't think about them, I don't worry about them, I just don't like when they write, like, the online harassment, that's fine. I kind of agree, like, we should do a better job about that. The other shit, like, basically saying we're the worst human beings in the world and everything is toxic and Barstool Sports is gross and all this, fuck that. That's just a flat-out lie.
Right.
And you made it seem like it was a research piece when it was really an opinion piece.
Oh, it's totally an opinion piece. Yeah, that's the difference. And the cycle of it, and Kevin brought up a good joke, that's why they write.
Like, yeah.
They are in this, they said we use it as the internet as a game or something. Like, that's what they're doing. They want clicks. Now,
right.
We differ, there's different everything. I mean, there's all sorts of statistics and whatnot. This week is like our biggest week we've ever had. And we do benefit to a degree from it. Now, this narrative continues, but, you know, it's like the Stern model in a weird way. It's like people who hate listen for 10, people who like listen for 5. And by the way, the other weird thing I see from it, not weird, every single person who's tweeting at me now and they don't know who it is, they are so political. It's like Trump, 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 Trump.
I told you that. Remember I told you my theory? And even threw in the paragraph. My theory is a guy like this, like Trump has broken his brain to the point where he can't, like he spends all day tweeting about it. And then it's like, all right, nothing's going to change. Well, let's go after Dave because, like, that's someone that we can go after.
And I know, and again, whether it feels different with it, whether it's a woman or a man, I know, like, It's treated differently, but I don't treat it any differently. That's why I go to Samir. I was every bit as vicious, probably
yeah,
more
see,
so
I
than
just
him.
See it as different. I think it's just harder to be, I mean, I honestly do. I think it's harder to be a woman online, and I think you get, like, the hate kind of ratchets up and gets a little more personal, so that's why
but
I think
in this case,
you have to
like,
treat it differently.
The one they're using for me, which is Laura Wagner, I mean, she's just as vicious, if not more, than I am.
No, I know. I know. I'm a high. I try to be a high road guy. I think we have bigger like goals and aspirations as a company to worry about like Laura Wagner writing something about us every month. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, it's fair. I just can't change. Like Laura Wagner, if you're gonna be that mean to me nonstop, like. I'm not going to say something that I would say back 1,000 times because I have to somehow protect you from the internet. Now, it's not her. You're saying protect the image of Barstool. So that's kind of like what you're saying,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Riggs, do you have anything on?
I thought the best part about Kevin's rebuttal was the whole part about authenticity mm-hmm. and how the thing that rattles me so much about all these pieces is that they are indeed all written with some degree of fraud. And what they
some
hate about
degree.
Us.
It's the same fucking five people. This clown who wrote that wrote a book with Jamie O'Grady, who we put out of business, basically, and worked at Deadspin, the college. I mean, it's
this little circle.
People. It's and an echo chamber, yeah. And I get all of that, but what's ridiculous from their vantage point, but is awesome for us and why we are so successful, is because we are flawed. We are fucked up. We
yeah,
know
yeah.
each other.
Oh,
we
yeah.
fight with each other. We do dumbass shit all the time, but we don't hide from it. We don't give a fuck. It's not even do we hide from it. Like, you put cameras everywhere to make sure we capture it.
Right.
And that's the difference.
Yeah.
Is that we are authentic. We are what we are. And they can't stand that they have to, like, live in this bullshit fraud world with everything that they write and everything that they publish, so they come after us who are authentic.
That's the other thing I don't understand about these people is, like, they can, if you find an old tweet from them that's problematic, they can say they evolved. If I say, I've even said that I would take back the Sam Ponder stuff, it was in poor taste, and I can't evolve. Like, so now,
well, yeah,
but then
was,
they bring it up nonstop.
That was literally what Sam Ponder said.
They bring it up right. nonstop. It's every fucking blog is this link. Like, these guys are the worst.
Sam Ponder had
blogs from fucking 8 years ago, but they can change, but we can't.
Sam Ponder literally said, I evolved, because the stuff she talked about us, she used the same exact language.
Right.
It's like, well, I changed. It's like, well, you're going back. He had, I don't even know how he found them, and he used a fucking fucked up system, but he had blogs from me from 2011. One in particular that I'm going to talk about, because Frankie came up to me and I read it. I don't remember what I said, but it was and again, you got to remember the time. At one point, Suri Cruz was like the talk of the internet. Mm-hmm. And so there's a picture.
We're going back to Suri Cruz.
It was Suri
Cruz.
Well, no,
there's a lot of things on the internet that just lose all context.
Correct.
When you look
so Suri Cruz had a pack of penis gummies, and she's like four. And I'm like, the blog was Suri Cruz.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
New
wait,
post.
Is this a tweet? Just read the tweet.
Yeah.
So this is the tweet he posted in the article.
Okay.
New post. Suri Cruz sucking down penis gummies. Fucking slut. Seriously, though, I'd fucking do her.
That's how it cuts off.
Dot, dot, dot.
And Frankie was like, you said this about Suri Cruz? I was like, yikes. So, and the DevNest lost the blog, so I went to try to get the blog. I had it reinstated. So read that again. What does it say?
New post, Suri Cruz sucking down penis gummies.
And a picture, by the way, she's just holding a bag of penis gummies.
Fucking slut. Seriously, though. I'd fucking do her.
And then the next... then dot, 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 which they cut off, was I'm obviously talking about Katie Holmes.
Yeah, I mean,
a little different.
Context, yeah.
That's context.
Yeah.
That's context. Huge.
Thank God that was coming, because I didn't know that was coming.
That's
yeah, I didn't know. When Frankie told me about it, I was like, shit.
And that's
did
the
I say
part,
that?
I was right. like, what am I going to have to defend here?
And that's the part that frustrates me. That's the part that frustrates me, because everything this guy wrote, like, to these circles, now it's the Bible.
I guarantee
you
I hear that.
You can't argue with anything.
Fuck. Four-year-olds.
He wrote it with sources that were biased, that sources that were that we don't even mention, that claim that we've been going at him for years, which is just not true. And if we try to respond, then we lose again. So, I mean, that's why I'm kind of numb to a lot of this. Again, don't harass people online. It makes you look like a scumbag. The rest, like, I don't know what, you know, we're, like Rick said, we're Barstool with flaws and all. And I think we make a lot of people laugh on a day-to-day
totally.
Basis.
Totally. I'm also going to go to the grave being like, I say I want to date after Laura Wagner calls me a sniffly razor and an angry Adderall pill. And it's like, I love this woman. I want to date her. I really don't think that's sexual harassment. But that's just me.
Okay.
That's
it. Rundown.
It's the rundown.
It's the rundown.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
What?
It's not the rundown.
Smitty Nate?
I mean, Smitty Nate's full on.
Oh,
back.
Smitty Nate
is full on back.
I saw a video.
Full on
I don't
back.
Know when Nate. Well, Smitty has, depending on how you look at
he's
it.
He's like the me, Hulk today.
To me, he has. I'd say he's mousetrapped himself
yes.
to a degree.
Yep. He doesn't. He has split personalities now.
Correct.
And one of them has to work a lot.
No, Davey. I did not.
He's
mouse
not.
Trap or
then that's a
myself,
bummer.
Right? And that's a bummer.
No. Right. The thing is, I could have been doing this for years, but I chose not to because I didn't want to sewer myself to be known as that guy and hopefully work harder and provide original content. If you're giving me the approval to, A, not sell my soul and to be able to get clicks, ooh, baby. Ooh, baby.
I still think you just wrote a check for.
I don't care.
What? How did
yourself
that,
do
how did
nonstop
that not make
work.
Sense?
If you can get, here's my thing.
I'm going to get clicks any way I can now. No, I'm not. Clickbait Smitses.
Get clicks, do your Twitch, yeah. Time for both, everyone mm-hmm. wins.
That's fine.
Okay.
And what happens though if his clicks go down?
My clicks go down.
What do you mean it's clicks go
my
down?
Clicks were already down because I was blogging Philly sports, Eagle stuff that didn't necessarily move the needle nationally. Dave, like I said before.
You just weren't working hard.
No, I disagree. Like when I did an 8.5-hour stream that been edited to a video that's going viral right now, 800,000 views on YouTube, the second most watched YouTube piece of content we put out this year, I can put that and the Twitch stream that was 8.5 hours and got about 1,500 concurrent views during the entire thing, let me finish, into a blog, and that will get maybe like 5,000 clicks. I can also put in an Alexis Ren blog that takes zero effort. All I need to do is promote my notifications, put two sentences, that gets 30,000 clicks. Now, what is more valuable to the company and what is more lazy?
But do both.
I am now. I
but
didn't
you've been
before.
Here for like a decade. Just
because
get, like,
I didn't want.
Like Dan, it does 3 million things.
That's fine. You're giving me approval to sell my
what
soul.
What do you mean? I don't know what.
I don't know if
get,
it's.
Clicks and do
that's
both.
Fine. I'll make it into Barstool
Buzzfeed.
So what
Buzzfeed. Are you talking about? Like sell your soul?
Because I did not do low
before.
Brow
how long?
Clickbait
what
shit.
Were you
here's,
doing?
Here's I'm gonna give you an analogy that will
for
work.
For a decade, this what is, were you doing?
Sometimes you gotta
I was
do.
I doing nothing, dude.
Sometimes
nothing.
You gotta do Aquaman to do Medellin. Okay, that's what this like. That's we've all worked under that premise. Sometimes you have to throw out a clickbait so you can write the longer blogs.
That's fine.
Exactly I just don't right. know, you're, I want this new Smitty, everyone's happy. But at this revelation that getting page views is like good, I don't understand. Like, of course it's good.
It's, oh, I'm not discounting the nature of page views.
So what do you mean sell your soul? Like
Because I, the only reason I, or Clickbait Smiths did this was to expose the hypocrisy of someone who held page views over everyone's head.
But that's it's not hypocrisy.
You do win on that one. You do win on that point that it's you can't like say page views, and then when you get a bunch of page views, be like page views don't matter.
Thank you.
Page views.
No,
Dave
I'm not saying
Portnoy has
said
never
that.
Said
yeah.
page views don't matter.
Yeah, you are Davey Page.
Yeah, Davey Page.
I certainly, I personally find Clickbait Smiths a treat. I find him very, very funny. I've retweeted a bunch of his blogs. I think it's when when I woke up and it said Donald Trump finally behind bars, and it was just someone had put a few bars on top of Donald Trump's Hollywood star. That was
I have laughed
Prince
out loud
dead.
At several
Prince
Clickbait
dead to,
Smith's blogs.
Prince is dead. Unbelievable blog.
Right?
Well, when some bloggers are allowed to blog stuff from 2016 solely to snatch up the Facebook algorithm, why can't I? Why can't Clickbait Smiths announce that?
Like, that is where you're it's supposed like to. Nobody is arguing you can't do it. We're arguing do it.
Okay.
Do it well, all the way.
That's the thing. I had a conversation with Clickbait Smiths last night. We were going to put it to bed. And like, if Lord Pageviews wants him to be resurrected, he's going to be resurrected. Oh.
Like
it's gonna end career.
Will we
end
ever
locks.
Get to meet Clickbait Smiths?
I don't know why. I don't know how it's gonna end. Like you just blog. You're getting great
because you obviously aren't reading the blogs. You're just reading the results of the blogs. Clickbait Smiths is an asshole. He's a complete dick, and he is going after throats.
Just get me the page.
Clickbait Smiths.
Get me the fucking page.
Got a bunch of page views. Like you kind of prove that like doing what Nate does works.
Exactly. But if everybody's getting page views, nobody's getting
page views. No, everybody gets page
views. That's when Barstool becomes Buzzfeed. I'm sorry. That's when Barstool becomes Buzzfeed.
That makes no sense.
Everybody gets them.
That makes no sense.
It's like if you have three quarterbacks, you have none.
No, that makes no sense. I disagree with that.
If
everyone's getting page views,
but that's why you're in charge.
We're on the moon. We are literally on the moon.
The one thing that Clickbait Smits just is not articulating is that what he has done is just proved that what Nate does is completely replaceable. That's the point.
I didn't say that.
That rivalry now is back on.
AFC said it.
That's what it is, but I understand what you're saying. But I'm saying the whole point of Donovan McNate was to jab at Smitty. Right. The whole point of Clickbait Smits is to jab at Nate. And what he's saying is, he's saying I can do your Philly job better than you. You're saying anybody can do your job.
I'll tell you this: if people keep raising the page,
yeah, it's great for you.
Bar,
it's good for Clickbait Smits. It's good for
everybody.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
You're not. It's not what if everybody has page views. Nobody. No, you and Nate both have page views. Barstool has more page views. Everyone's happy.
Oh, Nate also.
Look at that. Look at that painting right there.
Nate also got a big raise for his page view.
And you will too.
Oh, no, Clickbait Smits will. Smitty like takes over YouTube and Twitch.
Does Clickbait Smits have a social security number? We're gonna need some.
There can be some offshore tax things going down if.
Listen,
yeah,
nobody will
it.
Be happier to be like, oh, Smitty, for the past year, he's top five every. That's how we reward. That's what we do.
Yeah, but you solely reward page views and discount other things.
Well, you haven't done much for a decade.
No honor.
There is no honor. No
honor, guys. Give me something. I say give me something that validates it. Something.
But that's the thing. I brought on Roan. I brought on Fran. You cannot evaluate that. I don't get.
You don't get, like, paid by upbringing.
Maybe you should. You don't get paid for a coaching tree? For bringing people on there?
10% of their salaries. Everyone has a coaching tree.
Nate doesn't. Stool Finance, how's he doing nowadays?
It's the entire office.
Yeah.
I mean.
And a lot of people who aren't here anymore.
How is it besides Rome?
That was a jab. That was a joke. It's just jokes, Steve.
But it's just jokes.
I can't handle jokes.
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
I have no idea what's going on.
I think that was Clickbait Smith.
Jesus. That was Clickbait Smith. Okay. Got it. All right.
What we need to do, Dave, is to full circle this. We need to have Jeff Hunter go back and assign all your problematic blogs to Clickbait Smits and let him fall on the sword for every hit piece.
That's you mean like, to change the blog.
Yeah. It was all Clickbait Smits.
Imagine the hit piece.
Yeah, Clickbait Smits was doing all that bad shit. Let Clickbait Smits die in a fire.
Listen, I like
Clickbait Smits has no integrity. He has no integrity. Smitty, integrity.
Yeah.
Clickbait Smits, nothing. If you want him to fall on the sword for anything, he will.
The sneaky best part about this whole thing is Donovan McNate is like a hilarious name, and Clickbait Smits is just the
That's
most
why it is. It is still
Clickbait Smits.
Smitty and CBS are two different entities.
CBS.
That's actually good.
I like that.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, just keep bringing those page views. And
keep delivering those page views to Dave's door every morning.
Yeah, and Dave's happy, and Clickbait Smits will make more money. He'll be happy. Everyone's happy.
Everybody.
Yeah.
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 Quote that.
Okay. All right, that's the rundown.